Brian Ellis lives in Atlanta, but the animator's from Michigan, where he'll spend Thanksgiving with family. His trip started Monday inside Atlanta's airport. He walked to the main security checkpoint with one bag and a lot of time on his hands.
So I'm about 3 hours early, but you know, it's either, you know, sit at home, read a book, or sit here and read a book. So yeah, I don't like being rushed.
Sylvia Stackhouse is the same way. She said she travels a lot and usually gets to the airport early. She also got to the checkpoint about 3 hours before her Atlanta flight took off to Florida. Even she said that's earlier than normal.
I don't like rushing around looking for things, and I'm not familiar with this airport.
It helps to get to the airport early, especially when 1.7 million people are expected to travel through Hartsfield-Jackson International between yesterday and next Monday. But you don't have to get there 3 hours ahead of time.
You want to get here a minimum of at least 90 minutes before your departure.
Lewis Miller is the airport's general manager.
That means in the terminal building 90 minutes before, so you can get your bag checked, you can get through security, and get to your airplane on time when you start to board it.
If you're flying out of the country, Miller recommends getting to the airport 2 hours before your flight. This Thanksgiving is the first major travel holiday since Atlanta opened its new international terminal. Miller hopes separating domestic and international passengers will shorten security lines. This is also the first major travel holiday where children under the age of 12 and people 75 and older don't have to take off their shoes during security. Criticism led the federal government to ease security requirements for those age groups. Charles Edwards, WABE News.